The epistle appointed to be read for this, the glorious feast of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost, is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. When the days of Pentecost were drawing to a close, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a violent wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, which settled upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in foreign tongues, even as the Holy Spirit prompted them to speak. Now there were staying at Jerusalem devout Jews from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude gathered and were bewildered in mind, because each heard them speaking in his own language. But they were all amazed and marveled, saying, "Behold, are not all these that are speaking Galileans? And how have we heard each his own language in which he was born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and all the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We have heard them speaking in our own languages as of the wonderful works of God." And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. "If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I've spoken to you while yet dwelling with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your mind whatever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. But do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would indeed rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the prince of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. But he comes that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me." Thus, for this feast day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, as you can see, there is much in today's bulletin. I will not take the time this morning to discuss any of the points of the bulletin, for you can see those for yourselves. But today is a great feast. Today, with the feast of Easter, it is equal. Today, in strict reality, is the actual birthday of our church, when the Holy Spirit came to the holy apostles. My beloved people, it goes without saying what importance today should have and must have in the hearts and minds of all of us. That church which came down by the way of the Holy Spirit, that church is in trouble. And we have to pray for that church. We have to offer up our prayers, our penances, and our sacrifices to the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Ghost, and ask the Holy Ghost to inspire that church. Ask the Holy Ghost to inspire us. Ask the Holy Ghost to give us the grace that each of us needs to just simply, in colloquial language, simply just to hold on, to keep on holding on, and keep on keeping on holding on. That's what we must pray for. Everything looks dark. Yes, in every way. Even nature is rebelling. Everything is rebelling. We can see that. We can witness that. Let us make sure that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit knows for certain that we, at least we, are there, are here. But we cannot do this unless we be given the special grace that is given to us today. Today is totally important, totally so. At the same time today, we must move on. Today, we give honor to her. Today, she is nothing in the eyes and the minds and the conception of the vastest majority of human beings. She is the one who holds the hand of God. Yes, she is our mother, our true and holy mother. She is the one that suffered all the things that her son had to go through in order to bring about that which he came here to do. All of this goes together, her, the Holy Ghost, our blessed Lord, God the Father, all go together as we sit here in utter humility, not in any way that we may think that we, that I, by my own great aptitude, by my own great ability, by my own great intelligence, by my own great anything else, that means absolutely nothing, that I am going to set it straight. Not so. Only God and His Blessed Mother can set it straight. And it is up to us, it's up to you, beloved people, in prayer, to approach God and to approach Mary, our Blessed Mother, with the humility that is required, the humility on our knees, and with the love that must come from us to them, to ask them for help. Please ask them for help. Today also, we look to our own mothers. Motherhood today, you know more about this than I do. You know only too well what has happened to motherhood, to mother. The most beautiful word in our language, mother, mama, mother. What has happened even to the very word itself today, when it is being dragged and is dragged in the gutters of our world. These are the sacred things that have gone with the wind, except in the hearts of those who want to love, who want to be with us and to do what God wills. We pray for Mother, each of Mother, whoever and wherever she may be. She is the one that is representing to us and brings before us, or should, must be the one, the great mother, our mother of all, Mary. It is, and to see where and how and in what way mother has traveled in these days, we have to do something about it. And the only way we can do it again is to pray. Therefore, after Mass this morning, we will put a crown on the head of our Blessed Mother, a crown of little flowers. Let that crown also, in so much as to say and to speak, that crown be placed, figuratively speaking, on the head of each of you, ladies, beautiful, wonderful, magnificent ladies that are and are yet to be. That is what we look to today. If we lose the value and the sacredness and the magnificence of our holy religion, what on earth is there left for us to look at? So, today, let us, as we do these things and bring these things to our own attention, let us think upon them. Let us meditate upon them. Let us make certain that we comprehend what we are talking about. Today, as we look and pray to the Holy Ghost, let us pray most specially for two gifts. Number one, the gift of understanding, that we can come to understand. Number two, the gift of wisdom, that we may have the wisdom enough to be able to walk through this quagmire that we are all in and come out where we will be able to save our immortal souls. This is why we are here. This is why we are suffering. This is why we are praying, that we may save our immortal souls. And now, my dearest ladies, pick up your bulletins, please. And all of you.